Plans to redevelop the once notorious block in inner Sydney are being welcomed by the people who live there. The block in Redfern was once one of the nation's most feared addresses, an epicentre of crime and substance abuse. But it was also the heart of Sydney's Indigenous community. And when authorities finally tore down the housing, its loss was mourned. The World Today's Adam Harvey went to the block to ask locals what they thought of plans to build flats, a childcare centre and an art gallery.
In the 80s and 90s, the block was a no-go area for outsiders. For a place with such a big reputation, it's a very small area. About the size of a football pitch centred on Everly Street, it was handed over to the Aboriginal community by Gough Whitlam in the 1970s. But drugs and crime got so bad here that the entire block was eventually torn down. The drugs moved elsewhere years ago. The last terraces were demolished in October. But it's taken time to shed a hard-won reputation. Michael Texalaki is raising a family here.
I remember when we first moved here, there were times where taxi drivers wouldn't come here and council workers wouldn't come here and things like that. But there was also a really fluctuating behaviour on the streets. As I say, like, I think there was a real habit for people to come into the area who knew that it was an area that was sort of a bit ungoverned.
But for the people who live here, it's always been a safe place. Elizabeth Ramage has lived here on and off for decades. She's 81 years old.
I found it a very welcoming and exciting place to live. Mainly, I think, because I had a lot of Aboriginal friends, so I felt safe among my friends. I find it more dicey now because my friends are not up the top of Everly Street.
These days, the block is just a patch of grass with views of the CBD and a couple of Redfern high-rises. There's a few private property signs planted in the middle of the grass. The patch is owned by the Aboriginal Housing Company, who've proposed to fill the space with a $70 million complex of townhouses and apartments for students and Aboriginal people. Elizabeth Ramage's son Ian grew up here. He says it's important that the block isn't turned into just another expensive Sydney real estate development.
It'd be another, you know, trendy inner city suburb. We have lots of those. You know, Newtown's fun, but we don't need Newtown everywhere.
Dixie Link Gordon raised six children in the block.
You know, it was a good place. There was friends. We had a wonderful preschool that was right there on Everly Street, the old Murrawina. You know, it was a learning place for not only children, but it was for parents to do outreach TAFE courses. It was pretty buzzing.
Why did it get the reputation that it got as a dangerous place?
I don't know. What can I say? There's a lot of outside influence who see an investment on people who may be struggling with challenges like addiction, you know, drug addiction. You see, if there's someone out there who's prepared to put their hand up and say, yeah, I'll sell to the addict.
And she's got great hopes for the redevelopment.
To tell you the truth, I'm not one for sitting around talking about what's getting us down. If you do that, you get caught up in it. And I like to think, have a positive attitude for us here in this inner city community. And if you know, we think positively, put it out there, you know, I'm just one to believe that it will happen for us.
That's Dixie Lynn Gordon from Redfern ending that report from Adam Harvey.